Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson out with the Wild Things. Mullet are abundant and conspicuous fishes around the coast of Florida and around the world in tropical and temperate oceans. They are abundant because they feed low on the food chain, on plants, bacteria, decaying organic materials, and tiny animals, and thus have an abundance of food available. The most common mullet in Florida waters is the striped mullet, so named because each large scale on its sides has a black spot centered on it. Together, these black spots merge to form stripes down the length of the mullet's body. This fish is also known as the gray mullet because of its overall gray-green appearance, and as the flathead gray mullet because its head is flat on top, sloping slightly upward from its small mouth. This mullet is darker toward the back and sometimes nearly black on top of its head, giving it yet another common name, black mullet. All mullets have two similar-sized triangular fins that extend up from the back. These fishes can grow to nearly 4 feet long and weigh more than 15 pounds, but most adults reach less than half that size. The striped mullet is conspicuous because it spends much of its life near shore, travels in schools, and often leaps as much as 2 feet out of the water. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The striped mullet is a fish that is catadromous, meaning that it lives much of its life in freshwater near the mouths of rivers and streams, or in the brackish water of estuaries, but then travels offshore to release its eggs in deep salt water. Each fall, adult mullets gather in tightly packed schools of hundreds to thousands of individuals in what is called a mullet run. Together, they head away from shore, sometimes tens of miles, to a suitable spawning area. Each female releases more than 1 million eggs near the surface of the water, each not much more than the size of a period on a printed page. Each egg includes a droplet of oil, and as a result, the egg floats. Males in the mullet run then release sperm that fertilize the eggs. In less than 2 days, the fertilized eggs hatch into tiny fishes that begin feeding on algae and other microorganisms in the water. As they get a little bigger, they will also eat the larvae of mosquitoes. Wind and ocean currents carry them closer to shore, and inch-long young take up residence in shallow water where they continue to grow. At every stage of their lives, mullet are food for bigger fishes and other marine life. Thus, it's only with luck that one of those million or more eggs produces a tiny fish that survives to adulthood. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Mullets are fishes often considered vegetarians. They consume a diversity of algae and plant materials, but they also consume bacteria and a diversity of small animals and lots of detritus. Detritus is the remains of dead plants and animals that have been broken down by microbes, crabs, and other animals, waves, wind, and sand into microscopic-sized particles of organic material. Detritus is nutrient-rich, and thus consuming detritus represents perhaps the ultimate in recycling. Detritus is like crumbs from your meal that might end up on the floor. Detritus concentrates on the floor of estuaries and is what makes the estuaries so biologically rich. And that's where mullet feed. They feed in groups because there's safety in numbers, and there are lots of bigger fish that depend on mullets for their next meal. Mullet are capable of sorting sand from nutrient-rich detritus, and they have an exceptionally long digestive tract to process their food. They have a muscular stomach that is much like the gizzard of a chicken, in which a bit of sand is held, and as the muscular stomach contracts, the sand helps grind the mullet's food into smaller and smaller pieces, starting the process of digestion. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Mullets are keystone species within the estuaries where they live most of their lives. They are key to the overall health of estuarine ecosystems because of their numbers and ability to transform microscopic bits of organic material that we call detritus into nutrients available in their own bodies as food for game fish, birds, and many other creatures. The health of our estuaries depends on mullet, and the mullet depends on the health of the seagrass beds and the muck at the bottom. Ultimately, though, the health of estuarine ecosystems depends on what flows in from the land or is carried in by the tides from the sea. An excess of fresh water at the wrong season can kill seagrass beds. Herbicides and pesticides flowing in from the land, and oil and other pollutants carried in from the sea by the tides threaten all life, in a sense because of its conspicuous presence, numbers, and role in our estuaries. The mullet might be more like the canary in a coal mine, a living early warning system, its presence and numbers letting us know that all is well. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For The Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with The Wild Things. A trip to a Florida estuary often results in a view of mullet leaping out of the water. In late fall, during a mullet run, when striped mullet are gathering in schools to move offshore to spawning areas in the Gulf of Mexico, one can sometimes see dozens of mullet catapulting themselves out of the water and briefly through the air. Why do mullet jump like this? There have been many suggested answers, and the truth is that they likely jump for more than one reason, just as you might. Certainly, mullet might get away from a potential predator by jumping. Mullets will often leap over the top of a net that is being used to capture them. Others have suggested that those leaps and slamming down on the water as they land may help dislodge parasites that they have accumulated. There's no evidence of that, but mullet do accumulate a number of parasites. A scientific study a few years ago suggested another reason for mullet jumping. Down in the muck at the bottom of an estuary, the level of oxygen in the water is often low, and mullet need oxygen to continue to feed. It was discovered that jumping was most frequent when oxygen levels at the bottom were lowest. Ah, perhaps they jump for a breath of fresh air. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.